We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Rudo, the Avs lose to the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-3 in regulation. I don't know. This is going to be a weird podcast for us because I feel like we can't just keep making the same podcast over and over and over of the same problems that the Avs continue to have indefinitely all season. How many times can we sit here and tell you guys the same thing is the same thing is the same thing for the Avalanche in these types of games? Let's do the 60-second rundown because at least that's a thing that is different. Honestly, Avs played pretty well for a good portion of the first period. It was pretty high octane both ways, but the Avs get on the board first by converting a power play. It looked good. You were seeing the top guys for the Avs get to work. It's Lehkonen that ultimately scores the goal, but set up by Makar and McKinnon. And then you get a fantastic play at 5-on-5 from Nathan McKinnon, helping set up Andrew Cogliano for a goal for the Avs to go up 2-0. They do give one of those goals back by taking a stupid penalty by Ross Colton. Tyler Bertuzzi gets Toronto on the board. Second period was a bit slower paced than the first, but the Avs aren't nearly as effective throughout the period. And that eventually culminates in a two-minute stretch where the Avs give up two goals to the Toronto Maple Leafs and fall behind in the game. And then in the third period, they're able to get one of those goals back early. Mikko finally scores a goal, only for Mikko to take a horrible penalty and lose the Avs the game in the last 4 minutes. Tyler Bertuzzi got a hat trick, by the way. So,
sick.
Insult to injury on that front for Colorado. Let's start here. The Avs take two penalties, they get scored on twice. I get it. Toronto has a very good power play. That puts them at just shy of 30% on the season. And you give up two power play goals. Is the penalty kill itself just struggling?
Yes. Or
I want to ask it this way. Is it the penalty killers, as in the skaters, or is it Georgiev that is the bigger problem?
Yes. For me, it's the skate. It starts with the skaters.
Okay.
You look at both of the goals that go in tonight.
A wide open guy three feet from the net,
exactly.
Or less.
Yeah. On one of them, it's a wide open guy on the back door, and the other one, it's a wide open guy standing
in the slot.
As far apart as we are. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yep.
Your coverage is awful. Your system is totally collapsed. You were 20th in the NHL since December 1st.
Which is not good
coming
enough
into this game. So you that will
worse.
That yeah. will go down. You give up. You only take two penalties in this game, and yeah, you can look at both of them and go, "Those are stupid penalties." There's two penalties.
Yep.
You can't get through two PKs.
At least one of them.
Whatever, man. I mean, it's just.
Well, you're right. It's just the bad penalties. They're both stupid. I mean, Ross. That's a bad penalty. It's a period changer, right? I mean, you're dominating the period. You're it's a no-need play.
The Ross one is just your brain is off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then Mikko, whether you like the rule or don't like the rule, I mean, Miko's got some of the best hands in the world. I mean, it's just a bad play by him. I don't care that, oh, it's a dumb rule. Like, listen,
you still know you not to do that.
There's no one on you. There was really no one on him. He flips it in the stands. But I know it's bad luck. I'm not saying, like, he does it on purpose. It's not what I'm saying. But it's a stupid penalty at a crucial time in a game.
Yep.
And you're at home. You're playing against a team that's on fire. Just listen to our pregame. It's all we talked about, that Toronto's on fire right now. Everything they're doing is you know, don't take penalties because they're going to score on you. And then, so that, don't take penalties. You got to be better, obviously, if we just look at that second, you know, the second PK goal. Gee, everyone's there. Everyone's there, not there. It's lackadaisical in front. You're not really covering anything. And in three, you're, again, name me a good PK, I'll name you a good goalie. I mean, name me a good goal, I'll name you a good PK. Sorry. I mean, that's what it is. At the end of the day, he didn't make the saves. I'm not saying this. It's every day we say the same thing. Oh, it's bad luck. What's he supposed to do? But he gives up four a game. So it's just what it is. So, yeah, it's tough. You know what I mean? Like, and it's a frustrating luck because you're shooting yourself in the foot. And,
yep.
And it starts with, like AJ just said it, two measly penalties. That's it. It's not like you got eight infractions. You got two.
Yep.
And both of them cost you.
It's just, it feels like a disaster top to bottom right now. Because when a team's rolling, if you take a penalty, you're not worried. Everyone will pick you up. We'll kill the penalty. We'll get it done. But right now, you take a penalty. You look at your penalty killers. You don't trust them at all. You look at your goaltender. Your penalty killers don't trust that guy at all. And it just falls apart on you. It's tough to extricate some of the specifics at times when it goes this sideways, because you pick any goal in this game and you're counting breakdown upon breakdown upon breakdown upon breakdown. Obviously, the power play goal at the end is Georgiev just completely does not track the puck properly. He gets baited into thinking the skater is going in behind the net, which is bad. Georgiev plays that poorly. But you also leave Tyler Bertuzzi completely uncovered.
Yeah. Josh Manson cheats. He goes to the other side of the net to cover a guy who is behind the goal line in favor of covering the guy who is in front of the net. And I don't know who has the puck who makes that pass.
It's Nylander.
Okay. Yeah. So it's Nylander. As soon as he sees Josh Manson cheat, he knows, hey, I've got a guy open in front of the net. I would much rather make that play than move this puck along behind the net again. I mean, it's the Avalanche are Jake Gardner, the hockey team right now. They're really talented. They skate well. And they make really dumb mistakes that shoot themselves in the foot.
Yep.
I mean, you give up four shots on goal in the third period and you lose this hockey game.
Yep.
It's a fucking joke, dude. I don't know what to say.
I'm with you.
We could talk about context and all this nonsense about the terrible road trip, but you're at 3-3 in the third period. You're feeling good. You're playing great defensive hockey. One of your best players falls apart, makes a terrible decision.
Just loses you the game.
You can't kill one penalty, and it's this guy, it's this guy, it's this guy. You've got great momentum in the first period. You're up 2-0. Ross Colton
brain dead penalty.
takes an unbelievably stupid penalty, and then you leave Tyler Bertuzzi wide open on the back door. I don't know what the read is there, because Kale McCarr is out doing absolutely nothing on the PK. And it leaves Devon Toews to make a decision of, do I attack the puck carrier? Do I try and get the guy on the back door? So his only choice is to stand in the middle.
And hope for the best.
Yeah. And hope that he gets in the way of something. He does not. And they score.
Yep.
So you have two different ghastly breakdowns on your penalty kill. To me, this isn't necessarily a player problem as it is. This is a systemic problem.
And that the absurdity is that might not even be the worst two breakdowns of the night. You look at the 5-on-5 goal they give up, and it's Bowen Byram turning over a puck at the offensive blue line, getting torched up the ice, and then actively crashing into his own goalie.
Yeah, he falls into his own goaltender and then reaches up with his hand and covers his mask with his glove.
You can't make that up.
What the hell?
And then Woody's right there. That's what I mean. The guys are there, but they're not there.
And both Miles Wood and Kyle McCarr don't do shit.
You know, they're there, but they're not there. You got to be there with a purpose. It just seems like there's a little bit lack of focus, a little bit lack of purpose. And you got to start finding that in a hurry.
It's the details. You know? We keep talking about the details. And when you have mistakes like this and breakdowns like this, yeah, it's lack of focus.
Yeah.
You're playing stupid hockey. You're doing all this good work, all this good process, and it all gets undone because you do brain dead dumb shit.
Yep.
You just take a shotgun and shoot it into both of your feet. Congrats. Now you can't walk. Now you can't do anything except fall flat on your face. That's exactly what they keep doing.
A lot of times, like if you look at Winnipeg, for example, because easy team to pick, you know, like they're not playing. Go back like the last month, you know, they weren't playing perfect hockey, but their goalie was there for mop duty. You know what I mean? Like he was. You know what I mean? So right now, the Avs, the goalie's not there for mop duty. He's not. You can't give up that third one. Like you can't. You can't. It's a killer in playoffs. It's a bad goal. It's just like Samsonov is not a very good goal on Mikko's goal. But I don't consider Samsonov a guy that's going to carry his team to the Stanley Cup. But I'm starting to worry now about Jordy. Like, you know.
Let's be real. Samsonov didn't look any good tonight.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He didn't, and did he get some good bounces? Sure. He was still one better than Georgiev.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It's so hard to win when that guy is it when you don't have the better guy in that. It's so hard to win.
You have four shots on goal in the third period.
Yeah,
four,
and you still lose.
And you want to sit there and talk? Oh well, the Josh Manson this and Sam Girard that dude, just track a fucking puck,
or
man.
At least be in position to make a save.
What you're paid to do?
Yep.
You can't look completely and utterly clueless on it. You can't, well, you know what? Hey, we'll give him credit. He almost made the sick glove save as the puck was bouncing back off the net and coming back out behind him. He almost got it the second time around. Give me a break, dude. No, but it's just ridiculous.
We got to remember on that play, like Nylander.
Whatever.
Just go. He's a righty, Nylander. So it's not like Nylander oversells it. I'm going on the other side for the wraparound, and then he's a righty because let picture the net being to my right here. Oh, I'm a righty. Then you turn not your body, but your stick, and you make the pass. But he made a backhand pass. Yep. So that's where it tells you me as a player, like the goalie was not tracking the puck right there. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's the same thing Josh Manson was doing in front. They both 100%. Figured they knew what was going on, and they cheated.
No, 100%. I'm not just blaming him. I'm saying
I could live in a world where if he makes that mistake but doesn't give up the third goal, you go, all right, sure. That was a weird play. He didn't play it very well, but sometimes shit happens. But
no, my point is with Nylander, I'll live with it if he goes and he flips it on his forehand back. You know what I mean? Because he oversold it. He never sold anything. He made a pass on his backhand.
Georgiev just cheated. That's all.
I'm just like, what?
Both Manson and Georgiev just assumed they knew what was happening, and then when that's not what happened, they both looked dumb.
Yep.
That's it.
That's all there is to it.
I might even have a quibble with Sam Girard just following him behind the net.
Yeah.
You should be
cut that angle off or something.
Yeah, you should maybe be doing that, and then Manson making the move isn't such a big deal.
Then you're in the passing lane at least. Yeah. Whatever. Eight. I don't know.
Either way, whatever.
I need a drink, man. Someone go get me a Coors Light. I need one. The sadness is setting in. The Coors Light needs to chill me out or something with the Blue Mountains. Get yourself some Coors Light as well. You can support us by doing it too. If you go to CoorsLight.com/GNVR, you don't even have to do the sad drive down to the liquor store. You can just get it delivered right to your house with Instacart. So you can be sad on your couch and enjoy some Coors Light. Go check them out. Go get some. Obviously, they're awesome. They're here in Colorado, obviously. If you are, I don't know. Do people know that outside of Colorado that we have a giant Coors plant here?
Oh, I have no idea.
Maybe people, I don't know. People might not know that, but it's a Colorado beer.
Why would you know anyone outside Colorado?
What?
Why would you know anyone outside Colorado to like survey that too? Colorado people are best people.
I'm here for the take, but I'm pretty sure like most of our chat is not in Colorado. So
Get good, Chet. Come to Colorado. Be from Colorado.
You heard the man. Get it together. Or at very least, get yourself some Coors Light.
That ship has sailed.
Again, CoorsLight.com/DNBR to get it delivered right to your door. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company.
It's right there.
Golden, Colorado. Also brought to you by American Financing. You can go save yourself a ton of money, up to $854 a month by tapping into your home equity and wiping out high interest credit card debt. Credit card interest rates are insane right now, and mortgage rates are lower than they've been in a very, very long time, a whole lot lower than credit card rates. So give a call to American Financing. They may be able to close your loan in as fast as 10 days, and they're available in all 50 states. So wherever you're at, call American Financing at 303-695-7000, and you may be able to delay your next two mortgage payments on top of them saving you a ton of money. Let them know DNVR sent you to 303-695-7000 or go to AmericanFinancing.net/DNVR. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. You got a decent game on the offensive end from your stars. Cale Makar gets a point at least. I'm not going to say he was great tonight, but it's better than seven games without a point. Nathan MacKinnon plays great, has a three-point night, helps set up two beautiful goals, Lehkonen on the power play and Cogliano at 5-on-5.
That guy's the truth. What more do you ask for from Nathan MacKinnon?
Yeah. Almost scores at the end, too.
He nearly single-handedly got the Avs to where they needed to be. I suspect he might be at the top of our three stars list. But let's get to our other stars first. Star number three is Cale Makar.
I have Cale Makar. He makes some mistakes in this game. It's an imperfect game for Cale. But he has a point.
Far from the biggest problem, for sure.
I also, because Nathan MacKinnon was such a singular force in this, and because Mikko Rantanen kind of took himself out of the star conversation with the big penalty at the end,
he sure did.
I actually kind of struggled to find a third star in this.
It was setting up to be such an easy night to have MacKinnon and Makar bang bang 1-2,
yeah,
and Mikko, sorry, not Makar,
yeah,
and then Mikko just lost them the game.
It's a bummer.
Who's our number two?
Number two, I have Arturi Lehkonen.
I'm here for that take.
That's cool. Just a lunch pail guy, yeah. That was really good all night. He moves throughout your lineup as needed. Sometimes he's on the top line, sometimes he's not.
Yep.
He brings the same consistent attitude and effort to every line that he's on. He scores the goal in the first on the first power play of the game.
Yep.
You feel pretty good about it. He's off to a good start. That's exactly what he should be doing. He's scoring goals from in front of the net, getting open. You got to love Lecky. I mean,
for a team that did a lot of the little things wrong tonight, Lecky did a lot of the little things right.
Yeah, how can you just copy and paste Arturi Lehkonen all throughout your lineup?
Just have six Leckys.
Yeah, I want a bunch of Leckys.
Nothing flashy. He just gets shit done.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
I mean, whatever it is, like, he's everywhere, right? You know, 5-on-5, good line mates, average line mates. He's everywhere. He does things right. It's not hard. You apply yourself, you bear down, and this guy certainly found his groove, you know, after his injury, and, you know, it took him a little bit, you know, but he's certainly an example to follow for the rest of the lineup, for sure.
And then our first star is, of course, Nathan MacKinnon. He deserved better tonight, man. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, he ruled tonight.
Best player on the ice, both teams.
Everything that you want out of Nathan MacKinnon, he did.
Yep.
He delivered.
Gave your team a chance to win, seriously. And unfortunately, the Avs weren't able to pull it out.
Gave your team a chance to come back, too. I mean, the guy's a monster.
He puts you up 2-0. He gets you, helps you get tied 3-3. Like,
almost gets it back at the end, too.
I don't know, man. I don't know. He's my Hart Trophy winner, even if he doesn't end up winning it. If nothing else, Matthews didn't do anything today. So,
no, a couple shots.
At least there's that.
Yeah.
He's the best player on both sides.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and just in this one game, we talked in the pregame about, hey, he got outplayed by Kucherov in Tampa Bay.
Not tonight.
Yep.
He outplayed Austin Matthews by a wide margin in this game. And
just, they lost anyway.
Yep.
Yep.
Is what it is.
I don't want to say the Avs didn't finish well tonight because obviously they scored three goals. But you look through the course of this game and you're looking at a number of chances that I'm not going to say should have gone in, but almost go in for Colorado. Ross Colton has one in the first period. Logan O'Connor beats Samson on five hole, but the puck just doesn't get across the goal line. You have a couple of different chances from Mikko that just don't quite go in the net, even if he does eventually get a goal. Is this the ebbs and flows of a hockey season where the Avs, obviously, we talked a lot about how they average four goals a game all the way through January, and we've seen them normalize a bit throughout February, but at what point is it on the Avs to execute that extra inch better and get that next goal, get the important goal, get whatever you want to call it, finish their plays?
Yeah, I mean, it matters. But I'm sorry, but you created 13 high-danger chances at 5v5.
Yeah.
31 scoring chances.
That's good hockey.
Give me a break, man. You got to finish. Against a goalie like that, give me a break, dude.
But that's why, when your goaltending's average, your own goaltending's average, last month they were scoring 6-7 goals, and I use you guys' expression that I love, you know what I mean? Outscoring your problem, you know what I mean? So it was a problem because we would touch up on it, and then everybody else would touch up on it, but they would end up winning 7-4, right? But when you're not cashing in on your opportunities, on your looks, like tonight, like you just said, you know, like, then three goals, not enough, you know, because your goaltending's average.
Yeah.
Is there mistakes in front of the goal? Every time there's a scoring chance against, it's because there was a mistake. We all know that. But it's not like the Avs gave up 30, high-danger chances tonight. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to say. So last month, you were able to get away with it. Right now, you're not.
Yep.
Because your goaltending is average to below. Simple as that.
It's just, on that side of it, yeah. The NHL is not a league where you can give up four goals and expect to win hockey games very often. The Avs have done it probably more often than they should have this year.
It's also a weird year. Lots of teams are doing it more often than
scoring is
normal.
way up this year.
It's down from last year, but way up from several years ago, in which the 3-2
was just every night.
Yeah, was it so deeply ingrained in all of our minds that once you get to three, you should win?
3-2 league, right?
Right now, you're talking about once you get to four, you should win.
Like a 5-3 league right now.
And that's the save percentage average across the league is .904. So, yeah, goaltending is up. Great. Or down, rather. Great. You had a guy who posted an .867 tonight.
That's not .904.
I'm asking. .904,
they win.
I'm not asking for .910, .915. I'm asking for .904. And the Avs aren't getting that often enough, which is frustrating because this has been the story with Georgiev for pretty much the entire season of he'll string a couple of games together. We talked about it. He really wasn't that bad in the Arizona game. He was obviously great in their win the other night against, I'm blanking, not Detroit, whoever they played before that. And then he comes out and has another tough one. I don't know. I don't know where the consistency has gone. I don't know how he gets it back.
He just seems like a mad lad every game.
Yep.
Gives up a goal and he's smashing his stick and he's slamming stuff around. Like, I like a goaltender with a little fire, but you've got to be able to channel it properly, man. And right now he just looks like a petulant child.
And it's pretty easy to link that thought with the idea of the Avs giving up goals in bunches a lot lately. Well, where when one goes
smashing
in.
Smashing your stick against, whether you're forward or goalie or D, it doesn't matter. Like, if you're forward, you go back to the bench and then you're slamming your stick. Or you're goalie, you're hitting the post. Like, for me, that's fake toughness. You know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't make you tough. It doesn't make you like, oh, you care. No, it makes you, first of all, look like you're not under control. So you're giving the other team an advantage. Your body language sucks when you're doing that. At some point, you got to be in control of your emotions, and I think he needs to do a better job of that.
You know, we've seen with some guys that fires them up and they play better. Doesn't appear to be the case for Georgiev. It looks like he goes downhill when he gets
angry about it.
Yeah, when that volcano erupts, man.
Time to surround them. Time to surround them.
We've lived the existence too many times now where he lets in a soft one that he gets upset about, and you're saying, okay, that has to be the last one, and then it isn't.
Or he gives up a hard luck one, and then he turns around and lets in the soft one, which is what happened today.
Yeah. And it's... I don't know what... There are no angles left. The Avs are just living in this world, and there's nothing to do but get through it, I guess. So, I don't know. Maybe I need to have a sad snack from Circle K or something like that. Maybe that's where I'm at. Got to go get in the inner circle or something. So, go get yourself part of the inner circle. Get the amazing deals at Circle K today. You can use that QR code on screen or go to CircleK.com/innercircle to get in with it. Your first 5 fill-ups of gas are 25 cents off a gallon. So, that right there is like makes it worth it alone. And then you can get a bunch of other amazing deals, including you can get up to 5 free Polar Pops and all sorts of snack deals, especially on weekends. Circle Kale has great deals. So you can cry into your bowl of chips while the Avs blow another hockey game. That's what you want to do. Circle K is the way to go to get your snacks. Once you get all your snacks from Circle K, make sure you're also getting in with Circa Sportsbook. You can go do some Circa Sportsbook action, whether it's actually in Vegas or online on the Circa Sportsbook betting app. You can go to circasportsbook.com to download the app today. And apparently bet on Alexander Georgiev to give up 4 goals. You'd hit that bet fairly often this year. So maybe that's an option. Of course, you can always go out to Vegas when you do. Make sure you get your stay with Circa. If you go to circasports.com, book a stay with them and use the code DNVR. You can save 20% off your stay in Vegas. Of course, not all of us can make it out to Vegas, and that's why the Circa Sportsbook app exists. So get in with the Circa Sportsbook app while you can. Go bet on the Avs, or maybe don't. Maybe it's better to not bet on the Avs. Maybe you should separate yourself entirely. I don't know. Bet on whatever you want with it. When you do, of course, you can only be made. Bets can only be made while located in the state of Colorado. You must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. And again, we're running through this one pretty quick because there just isn't a ton to say that you haven't already heard us say about a hockey game like this one. Is it let's start here. Is it one brutal play from Mikko Rantanen and you're still encouraged that at least he was involved offensively, looked productive tonight? Or is this bury it with the rest of the bad from Mikko?
What? I'm sorry.
Feelings on Mikko tonight. Obviously it's one terrible play. At least there was some offense involved. Does he get some credit for looking a little bit better, or are you burying this one with the rest?
It feels like all the good just doesn't matter, man. Because when it came down into winning time, the guy just folded up.
Yep.
I mean, that's a completely avoidable, like, unbelievably idiotic penalty to take. In that situation of the game, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He has been such a space case this year that at any given time, does he know where he is? Does he know what time it is in the game? Does he know what the score is? Does he know what room he's in? Does he understand any situation he's ever put in? He just seems like he goes out there and does whatever the hell he feels like doing. And that's that. And if it goes well, cool, fist bumps. And if it doesn't go well, well, okay, well.
Well, I mean.
The greatest amount of fire that he's shown this into maybe the entire season is yelling at media after the Izmo Lekkonen thing because he was all fired up. And then screaming at officials.
Yeah, true.
That's it. I just, for me, man, I'm over it. I don't feel like there are any positives, and I don't care about any positives until there's not one giant negative just sitting there.
No, you know.
I'm just done, man. Like I'm exhausted by the Mikko Rantanen experience right now. I want off the roller coaster. I'm not saying trade him or anything. I'm just saying this is unacceptable for a guy who wears a letter. It's unacceptable for a guy that you're trying to build around. It's unacceptable for a guy who has climbed the top of the mountain and proven to be magnitudes better than this on a consistent basis through most of his career. Watching him right now makes me hate hockey a little bit. It's such a waste of special talent to watch him go out there and lollygag around. And I'm tired. I feel like I've said my piece about Mikko Rantanen. I don't have anything else to say for him.
Yeah.
Until it turns around, I guess I just won't talk about him anymore.
Here's what I'll say, because I agree with AJ, and I don't want him to get more frustrated than he already is, right? On this, sometimes you got to get a little even deeper, you know what I mean? Like as a team, but it's the same thing for an individual. Like what I'm trying to say is, he makes the bad play at the end, and ultimately your play makes the team, you know, lose, right? Let's be honest. So this is where I'll defer from AJ, because I'm not saying AJ's wrong. He is right. I'm going to try to look at a couple positives, and I know he's tired of looking at positives, but you saw the shooting mentality a little bit more tonight when you saw that third goal there when he ties it up, right? I mean, he's like, hey, I'm shooting. I don't give a shit what's happening. I'm shooting. We haven't seen that a lot lately. It seems like a stupid play because McKinnon makes such an unbelievable play on that first. Is it the first goal? No, second goal.
Second goal.
On Cogliano. Yeah. It's an unbelievable effort by Mac, but that's the Mikko play on the wall there. That's the smart plays. That's knowing who you're playing with. And, you know, sometimes we say, oh, it's such an easy play. Well, it's a pretty smart play if you go back and look at it. So you saw some flashes, more than we've seen lately. And sometimes you have to hit more. I hate that expression, rock bottom. You know, in a sense, because of the play, the way it ends the game. It just ends the game. It ends it on a sour note. But then I think you're going to see him get out of it now. This is just my prediction, because you're right. You're both right. Tired of saying the same things, and, you know, it just hasn't been enough, and that's the difference between, you know, having 4 or 5 more wins this year, and then he has 5, 6, 7, 8 more goals, and then he's on pace for 55 like he usually, you know, like you're accustomed to.
And I will say he did shoot more tonight. I think there are some things you could take away, but I think a big part of the frustration for me is the Avs' 3 best players have been playing hot potato with making the big mistake that loses them the hockey game. Obviously, it's Mikko tonight with the penalty. You look at overtime the other night where Mac just completely blows a coverage.
Yeah, you're right.
And pick a game for Kale. There have been a handful where he makes the big oopsie mistake defensively that ultimately costs the Avs. And your best players just can't keep doing that to you. It's too hard to win if your best players are going to make the major mistake. No one's perfect. It happens sometimes. But they're your best players because they don't make those mistakes very often, or at least they're not supposed to.
Yeah, and you win and lose as a team. You need guys to pick you up when you make mistakes.
Yes.
And they take 2 penalties tonight, and they're both so dumb.
Yep.
And avoidable. And your PK doesn't pick you up. Your goaltender doesn't pick you up. Your PK, the guys around you, the skaters, the group, that it doesn't pick you up.
And
it just doesn't. None of it picks you up. And there's right now, that's the Avalanche feel very disjointed and disconnected. They aren't playing really good team hockey. Even when they have a good shift, it's one line.
Yep.
Then the next line comes out and nothing happens.
Yep.
Then the next line comes out and it's probably the McKinnon line and cool shit happens. Sometimes they score and sometimes they don't. But I mean, you've got arguably your best player having the best season of his career right now.
And your other two
best players are struggling as much as we've seen them struggle.
Yep.
You know, Mikko Rantanen, his points are all there. If you just look at it, somebody in chat mentioned he's still on pace for a 100-point season this year.
Yep.
I mean, that's awesome. Great for Mikko. But
it doesn't change the fact that he's floating through life right now.
Exactly. When you watch the game, you're like, if I have to pick between how Mikko Rantanen is playing the game and how Cale Makar is playing the game, I'm taking Cale Makar.
Yep.
Now, Cale Makar is a whole other bag of chips here. That's a whole other problem because he's working his way through it. He gets an assist early on. He's coming so close to doing
super dope things. Yep.
So many things. And it's just that last level of execution is not there for Cale Makar right now, and it's a problem. And you just don't have that next step by those guys, and right now that's your difference between winning and losing.
Yep. That's literally the difference.
Nathan McKinnon's doing everything that he can do. He has assists on goals by Arturi Lehkonen, Mikko Rantanen, and Andrew Cogliano.
Yep.
What more do you want from that guy?
He's literally dragging it out of
everybody that's around him.
Make everyone better.
He puts the backpack on and different line mates pop out of that thing. He's doing everything that you can ask from that guy. That guy rules. Everybody else on this team needs to look at themselves in the mirror and say, am I doing enough?
The one, and it's everybody that I want to talk about there, because the one thing else that I wanted to touch on that we've already talked about, you see Ross Colton's inability to finish a play here. We see Ryan Johansson go out there as the sixth guy when the Avs pull the goalie and just do nothing, essentially. 2C spot. There's still a gaping hole there.
There is.
You're looking for someone to help pick the Avs up a little bit.
You can be afraid to say it, you know what I mean? Like, or you can try to avoid it, but there's a hole there.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, it's flagrant.
I think we literally said in the pregame, Nathan McKinnon could have a three-point night and the Avs might still lose.
It might not be enough, and it wasn't because, you know.
Obviously, that's more complicated than just one guy. You need better goaltending. You need other people to produce all over the board.
They're not picking each other up.
Yep.
They're losing as individuals instead of winning as a team. And
true.
That's where it's at for me.
Yeah. Look, if you want to help us out, pitch in a little bit, help DNVR a little bit, consider becoming a diehard. Obviously, you can get a bunch of awesome stuff for becoming a diehard, access to exclusive diehard content, but you also get 15% off at the DNVR locker where you can get shirts. You also get a free shirt included with your diehard membership. So you can go jump on that and wear a shirt that makes you think of when players were better than they're playing right now, like a Moose shirt or a Kale head shirt. Or you can get a McKinnon shirt, which, you know, he's the guy that you might want a shirt from right now because he's actually playing well. Take your pick with the diehards. Of course, you also get discounts here at the bar. You can join us for DNVR Avalanche Takeover, our last one against Minnesota on March 8th. Maybe the Avs will have things figured out by then. Who's to say? Whatever it might be.
Probably will.
I hope so.
I mean, as much as I'm pissed off today, like...
Which is okay.
They're a good enough team to come out in their next game and stomp somebody.
Yeah, like, let's be real here. They were this close to pretty comfortably winning this hockey game today, and that third period was extremely impressive right up until the very end of it.
Until the big brain fart.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I just don't think they're far off at all, man. Like, that's my optimism, is that I don't think that they're far off.
You put it exactly well. I don't think they're far off, and we're all just tired.
And you're allowed to be pissed off. I'm saying, totally. As a fan, as a beat writer, as a player, as a coaching staff, as a manager, you're allowed to be pissed, right? It's an emotional game.
Yep.
It's okay. Like, it's okay to let it out. It's okay to get the emotions out. You know what I mean? And then it's what you do the next morning, right? It's all you prepare the next morning. What do you do? What can you do to fix? And you're right. And you just said something 2 minutes ago. I don't remember who said it.
Probably him.
From somewhere. And it's a cliche, and it's an old expression, but look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And it sounds so simple, but if they do that, I agree with you, they'll be more than just fine.
Doesn't make it less frustrating in the moment.
Absolutely.
Go check out.
Losing sucks, dude.
It does.
It does. It's not fun. Also, American Raptors are a thing. If you want to get out, go touch some grass and stop thinking about the Avs, head out to Infinity Park in Glendale. It's a great time. Go hang out. Go have a good day out there in the sun.
The American Raptors start off a six-game homestand on Sunday, March 17th, and tickets are only $10. So bring your friends and family out to Infinity Park and have a good time. Of course, if you want to learn more about rugby, we have Colton Strickler, our DNVR rugby guy, who can teach you everything about the game. And you can get your tickets now at AmericanRaptors.com. Go check it out. Go have a great time. Unlike watching the Avs sometimes. It's not great, but, you know, that's okay. Looks like we had one super chat there, I think. Yeah, from Kay, who says, sending this instead of getting another drink in this bar in Leafs country, LOL. Tough one. Tough one there. Stay safe out there in Leafs country.
Make good choices, Kay.
Yeah. Look, the good news is the Avalanche team as a whole in this season, they're still fine. They're still going to make the playoffs. They're still... No matter how tonight plays out, they will still, by points, be one of the top 10 teams in the league. Yep. It's not like they are a bad hockey team. If you want to see what a bad hockey team is, go watch the Columbus Blue Jackets, because my God.
Damn, CBJ out here taking strays?
Dude, I was on the toilet watching their game the other night, and I was like, this is worse than I feel. Look, that's how bad it was.
You're having a tough night if you're on the toilet and you're watching that game. Right.
Is that what was fueling you to stay on the toilet? You were watching Columbus and you were like, oh, man.
I'm not getting up from this.
Exactly. You started to feel better and then you had the structure that they play with and right back to it.
It all fell apart.
Yep, I get it.
And that goes both ways, right? Because I think most of us understand that the Avs are not a bad hockey team, and that's what makes these bad hockey team mistakes even more frustrating for a team like Colorado. So, I don't know. That's all I got. Hopefully they can figure it out.
One more thing. I think Thursday versus Chicago, right, we have the Avs watch party.
Yep.
Yeah, we have the Avs alumni.
There'll be some cool... silent auction items, and, come hang out with us. Come hang out with people and watch the Avs versus Chicago. So that is this Thursday, right, 29th?
Yep.
29th, right?
Is it the 8th or 9th? I don't know. Days are hard. Yeah. I'm sleepy.
Man.
Anyway. Well, we're not used to having a 29th of February.
Perfect eyes. Yeah, isn't it usually 28th? Like last day of February?
It's a leap year.
Oh, it is a leap year. There you go.
We're going to get all kinds of dumb stats about records on leap years. This guy has the most points in Avs history on leap year games.
6 points.
Yeah, exactly. 5 of them came in one game, and it was Peter Forsberg. And you're like, whatever. This is so stupid.
Hey. Hopefully you come join us for that. At very least, we can hang out and commiserate if the Avs are doing dumbs.
Yeah, looking ahead, just because we have a lot of stuff coming up in the next week that is pretty specific.
Yep.
Between trade deadline and can I just talk about the Hartley thing?
Yeah, Bob just confirmed.
Yeah.
Bob's
like, I'm actually pretty excited about this. There's been a lot of talk about Nikolai Kovalenko and his transition, him coming over from the KHL. We are going to be talking with former Avalanche head coach Bob Hartley, who spent the last several years in the KHL. We'll be talking to him, not live on Monday's pod, that will be separate, but we will be talking to him on Monday in part about Kovalenko, his transition to the NHL, what that looks like, all those things. So that is something to look forward to from us.
Alongside the ramping up of a ton of trade deadline content.
Yeah, lots of trade deadline stuff. We'll have our annual videos of a random smattering of guys that we picked, and then also just... The Avs have the next several days off.
Yeah, their schedule over the next like 3 weeks. Like,
no super up and down. So they have the next couple of days off. They play Dallas as their next game, and the Stars will be on a Sega Baba, and the Avs will be pretty comfortably just chilling.
Juicer game for the Avs right there.
So that's a pretty important game for them to win.
Yep.
You know,
one-point game.
They're up 2-0 on Dallas this season.
Oh, you mean? Oh, yeah.
So it would be nice to be up 3-0. Win those games. Yep. All the games that they can't win against Winnipeg, they can win against the Stars. And that weird triangle can continue because the Stars beat
everyone Jets. Keeps beating each other.
Exactly. Yeah, it really is very rock, paper, scissors, yes.
Well, whatever the Avs do, you know you can find us here. We will be off Sunday, of course, but we'll be back Monday talking Avs hockey, talking around the league, talking all that stuff. So even if you're sad, come be sad with us, and we'll commiserate together. We are out of here for the night, unless you guys have any final thoughts.
No, I'm good.
No.
I cannot wait to go home.
Tell me about it. We appreciate y'all, and we will talk to you on the next one. Like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Ulmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.